Welcome to the Testimony Podcast, people of faith telling the stories that matter from their lives. I'm your host, Andrew Chamberlain, and I'm delighted that you can join us for this conversation. You can subscribe to the Testimony Podcast on all of the major podcast distributors and follow us on Twitter at TestimonyCast and Instagram at Testimony Podcast. And welcome to episode one of the Testimony Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Chamberlain. I want to thank you for joining me and tell you a little bit about my story and what you can expect when the show launches next month, October 2020. If you're listening sometime after that date, there should be episodes available now for you to download. The aim of the Testimony Podcast is to give you a chance to hear Christians from very different backgrounds telling you the stories that matter to them, specifically the stories of how God has been their companion through their lives, especially through the most difficult parts of their lives. These are people who have faced the challenges of life in all its forms, despair, grief, anger, and sorrow. Some of them have narrowly escaped death. Others have known what it is to face insurmountable odds and still come through. These people all have a testimony, a story to tell, but they're also ordinary men and women who are trying to work out how to live the life they've been given. None of them have had it easy, but then neither have you, so you've got that in common with them. All of them, though, will tell you how Jesus has been their friend, their guide, their companion, and their saviour throughout the storms of life. This is the Testimony Podcast, and to get things started, I want to tell you just a little bit of my story. So I grew up in a city called Rochester in Kent in England, and I came to faith in Jesus just before my 18th birthday. In my life, I've done a number of things. I am a husband and a dad. In my career, I've worked in a bank and a bar. I've been a film extra and a church pastor. I've learned some things on the way about how God deals with all of us. And the most important thing I've learned is that God loves me and you and all of humanity with an abiding love. You are precious to Him, much more precious than you are perhaps to yourself. I've learned that God wants us to relate to Him and to be in relationship with Him. He might have tasks for you and me to do, and they are important, but He's more interested in us being in relationship with Him. And this lesson was really driven home to me towards the end of my time as a church leader, when I told God that I couldn't be a pastor anymore. I was indignant because I thought God should be doing more in the church, and in my presumption, I ended up telling God exactly what I was expecting Him to do. And there came a point when I said to God, I'm not doing this, Lord. I'm not leading a church if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Now, that's a very presumptuous thing to say to God, and I wouldn't be surprised if you'd expected God to come down with anger and judgment, given the kinds of things I was saying. But in fact, when I heard Him speak, He did so in a very different way. Very gently, I sensed God say to me, "That's fine. You can stop being a leader if you want to. You are worth more to me than your ministry." And I want to just say those words again, just so that you hear them a second time and they sink in. You are worth more to me than your ministry. And that's a truth that I carry to this day. And it's a truth that applies to you as well. You as a person are loved and are worth more to God than all of the good works you can do, all of the things you can do for others, valuable and wonderful though they may be. You're worth more to God than all of the sacrifices that you've made, all of the hard work, and you're worth everything to Him despite anything you've done, anything you've said, any of those dark places that you've been. He sees it all, and still He loves you and me. And that's why I think God's love for you and me and the relationship that He wants to have with us are so important. And the stories people tell reflect that precious relationship that they have with God. Some of you listening to this might know that I'm also a writer, and stories are important to me. I think they're important to God too. Jesus said most of the important things He wanted to say, not through complex laws, not through abstract concepts, but through stories about real things in real life, like sowing and harvesting, fishing and wine, oil and lamps and pearls. And stories remain as one of the most powerful ways in which we can communicate with each other. It's as true today as it was 2,000 years ago in Jesus' time. And my hope is that through listening to the Testimony Podcast, to the stories that other people tell that matter to them, you will find encouragement, hope, and the truth of God's love for you. And whether or not you're already a follower of Jesus, you'll want Him to be part of your life story and want to have a relationship with Him. I hope you'll enjoy listening to all of these testimonies from all kinds of different people and that they're a real encouragement for you. Thank you for listening to the Testimony Podcast. You can subscribe to the Testimony Podcast on all of the major podcast distributors and follow us on Twitter at TestimonyCast and Instagram at TestimonyPodcast. If you want to find out more about the Christian faith and connect with someone to talk about your experiences or answer your questions, just go to www.christianity.org.uk from wherever you are in the world. That's www.christianity.org.uk. I look forward to sharing more of the stories that matter from people of faith with you soon. Until then, thank you for listening and goodbye.